At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the show. We're diving into the world of local talent, artists, wrestlers, and businesses. Let's get started.
Welcome to the 2NU Podcast.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the 2NU Podcast. We're back, and as you can see, this guy is back with us again for another edition of episode 262. Slowly climbing the ladder, my man.
Damn.
Climbing the ladder. We did have a, unfortunately, I know we were going to have a guest this week. She could not get away from her workouts. Suits her right because she is one of the champs here in the RG. Well, little young champs in the RG. Young girl, young lady. I think she's only 14. Yeah. She's a, I think it's Taekwondo, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah.
Or Jiu-Jitsu. I'm not really sure which correct me if I'm wrong, but she was supposed to be on the podcast and put Chew in a sleeper hole, but unfortunately, not going to happen. So,
about her parents came to their senses.
I don't know. Something about her psychiatrist said, or her side ward, or I don't know, something. Parole officer. I don't know. But we got the next best thing in the podcast today. Gentleman reached out to me during the week because he was asking me if we had any openings for the week, and I go, dude, you're just in luck. Unfortunately, I'm not able to interview this young lady. She's practicing on Thursdays. I can't get her on here, but I would love to have one of your guys come over. Sure enough, he showed up with gold. Ladies and gentlemen, today on the podcast, let me introduce you, Jonathan Douglas, a.k.a. JD the Houser.
What's up?
And we already got the first comment for JD. Sorry, JD. It's Kitty Franco says, JD loses, lost a hair versus hair match and doesn't want to lose any hair. I don't understand what the hell that's going on. And here it is again. JD is on the T app. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm not even going to get involved with that.
What they say about
me. But,
scandalous lies.
I know, all scandalous, bro. All scandalous.
So scandalous.
Not all lies. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show, bro. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me, man. I've been watching for a while. I've seen other guys from New Breed, Combat Cult, my promoter, Danny Chance, Eddie when he came on here too.
Yeah.
Just seeing everybody come on here, man. It's really cool. I'm happy to get to be here too and share a little bit about who Jonathan Douglas is.
Right.
Let me zoom in that.
Look at that beautiful belt there.
Look at that.
Oh, wait, there it is. Oh, my God. Oh, I got Frank the Tank saying, pop off that shirt, JD. No, it ain't those kind of shows, Frank.
No.
It's not that kind of show.
Seek help, dude. Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could.
It would bring us views, but JD smoked from the gravity bong and lost his toes.
His toes?
What the?
Okay, we weren't supposed to talk about that. It's messed up, man.
But anyways, guys, let's roll it back a little bit. I know there's a lot of people commenting. This is what we like. We love bringing the local RG wrestlers in because everybody jumps on and starts commenting, having a good time. And it's nothing but laughs and jokes, man. It's fun having these guys on here. So, but let's get down to the nick of it right now. Let's ask JD where you grew up, where you're from, and, you know, how you got here, man. Talk to us.
I guess if we go back, man, I was actually born in Edinburgh, Texas.
Really?
I was born there. My family lived in Mission at the time, I believe. But we didn't stay there for too long because my dad was a construction worker. So we moved around a lot, just like from contract to contract.
Mm-hmm.
We moved from Mission to Georgia for a little bit. I think it was Savannah, Georgia. And then from there, we moved to El Paso. And that's where I grew up until I was about, I want to say, 13 or so. And all right. When I was in El Paso, my family, they've always been fans of wrestling for as long as I can remember. I remember one day I went into my dad's room and I saw a plaque. And it was some bald dude with an earring on, and it was like 316. And I was like, okay, who's this bald dude from the
Not only Stone Cold Steve Austin, my friend.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Hell yeah.
Like, let me teach you, little one. for as long as I can remember, we've loved wrestling. I remember, who was it? My sister was in dance class, and her teacher was Vicky Guerrero.
And
that was a whole trip. Like, at the time, wow. I was like, whoa, that's awesome. Isn't your husband, like, famous or something? But, like...
okay, hold on, man. I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you right there. And this is your sister, you're saying?
This is my sister taking dance class. I didn't know everything, but I was, what, like, 4 or 5? I should have...
Where is your sister right now?
My sister right now, she is probably working at Roadhouse.
I want you to call her later on tonight and say, ooh, he's going to smack the crap out of her.
Yeah, no. That was probably the first experience that I had with, I guess, seeing somebody from the wrestling universe in, like, regular day life.
Right.
From there, I never really went to indie shows or lucha shows when I lived in El Paso. We went to a couple WWE shows when they came down.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see Kofi Kingston, John Cena. Everything else was kind of a blur because back then it was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like you get, like, being at a WWE show, you get, like, drunk off the crowd. And it's just, I remember screaming a lot, getting lightheaded. And it was something that I knew that I loved. And my brother loved it too, man. He used to beat the dog shit out of me. He would just be like, don't move. Then climb up on the roof and jump off. And we had a trampoline.
No. Oh, the memories.
Dude, he would fucking miss and just launch me onto the bricks on the floor. And I would just be like,
shit.
That was when I knew I wanted to do it.
Really? You wanted to go into the wrestling business?
It's always something that, like, as a kid or even as a young adult, you see it and it's like, man, I really want to do that. And you do moves like on your friends or on your siblings or something like that. I remember we had family friends back in El Paso. Shout out to Tere and everyone there. We would go over to their house and we would watch WWE, like, DVDs, the specials. Yeah. I remember we got the TLC match when it was the Hardys, Edge and Christian, and the Dudley Boys. And any time that we went over there, it was like the first thing that we played, just like tradition. And then we'd get into whatever was going on that weekend or that month.
Right.
And that went on until, I want to say, about 2014-ish. At that point, my pops got an offer to move down here to the Valley, and this is where our family is. So we took the offer, I've been a Valley kid since.
That's awesome, man. So that's crazy. That's crazy that it says that, you know, coming from El Paso itself.
Yeah.
I mean, right now when he said that, it didn't really, like, jot into my head, you know, El Paso. Okay, yeah, it's a cool place. It's all right. Yeah, And then when you brought up the Vicky Guerrero, like, what if you look to your right? If you look to your right on that side, right behind you, she's right there. She's right there.
Excuse me.
Yeah, right there, man. So, I mean, having that opportunity, you know, that itself, being from El Paso, having icons or now legends that are from that area. There's so many. I mean, the Guerreros have been around for years, you know, starting with Dad himself, Senior. But Eddie going into first Triple A and WCW, then eventually WWE, you know, knowing that you're from that ese terreno, that ground, that ground itself, you're like, damn, dude, you know, this guy grew up over there. He actually got to meet or your sister got to meet her. I'm not sure if you ever got to meet her, but
I think I did, but I was wrong.
And she didn't say, hey, excuse me. No. That's the first time she came up with that in my life. But to be part of that, to be there, you know, that's crazy, you know. Yeah, that's awesome to actually be, you know, that had to be a sign for one of y'all to say, you know, I need to go into that business.
Somebody needs to.
It wasn't me, it'd be my sister.
Yeah, man. So up there and up, but come to the Valley. When you come into, how old are you when you come to the Valley again?
I want
to
say about 13, 14.
Okay, and where did you go to school here in the RGV?
I went to Cathy Middle School, and then from Cathy, I went to Memorial for a little bit.
Okay.
Then I went to another school.
Get last too much. I love.
And then COVID happened, and then I was like, yeah, I'm just going to work. And,
right.
It was cool, but the last school that I attended was the Premier High School of Far. The Phoenixes, they're no longer there. They moved, I think, to either San Juan. But,
okay.
And I met some good people over there, people that I still talk to this day. And it's all love to the teachers, it's all love to the classmates, except for that one dude who came.
Well, I don't know.
Get us started on that.
Yeah, don't start. Well, I mean, oh, here you go. I got some more. Man, you're getting comments just right. I'll start off from here with, let me see, Eddie, got him on here. I got a Caballero already asking, Franco. I got here from Frank the Tank here. I think that's the one that's the most appropriate one. JD got so drunk, he once ran out on my closet yelling, I'm back.
I wasn't drunk. it
really happened. I really wasn't your.
I don't think about that.
Jason. A lot of thongs in there. A lot of thongs right here. Yeah. And I got a Jacinto kicking in, and I shaved my head today to be just like my brother. Oh, wow. Whoa. He looks just like you today, buddy.
Oh, great.
just like you today. Great. And I got, what's this? Oh, I got another one from Jose Martinez. And JD likes hitting his dad. What a douche. What the hell? With a douche nozzle? What the hell?
That's 24 years. I get one
back. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Somebody's been holding that info.
There you go. I want to know the info behind this douche thing. No. No. So, right. So the years go by. COVID happens. Everybody's in standby, pretty much, and sit still. Where is it that you jumped into first to start wrestling itself or training itself?
I remember for the longest time. I think it was in it was 2019 that I went to a Wrestling Revolution show for the first time.
Okay.
I've been interested in going to see indie shows for a while. Indie Lucha, my brother had been educating me on, like, there's a whole different scene than just WWE or TNA or
right,
Japan.
Right.
And I wanted to dip my toes into it. Like, if it is a possibility for me to one day get in the ring, I want to see, like, what's going on the local scene.
Right.
I didn't know how to go about it or how to get that information. Mm-hmm. And for the longest time, I was looking. He told me about a show going down at Cine Rey. At the time, I was working at Chick-fil-A. I took my family. It was me, my sister, my dad, my mom. And we went to go see. It was a full night of steel cage matches.
Oh, shoot. Damn.
Yeah. I want to say it was their second one. Because apparently the first one, Chris Austin bled, like, liters of blood. And I don't remember seeing that.
Okay.
But the one that I went to, the main event ended, I believe, Danny Chan's doing a moonsault off the top of the steel cage. And I remember just, like, just looking, one. Like...
I feel sorry for his wife sometimes, man. Jesus. Damn it, Danny. That's nuts, man. That's nuts.
That was the first time that I met... That's the first time that I met Dale Dempsey. I saw Terrell Tempo, Pete Payne. I got a picture with him, and he's like in the picture. He's flipping the bird, but my mom took the picture and she like censored it with the big thumb. But so I was like, I think people are gonna know. It was the first time I got to see a lot of people that nowadays, you know, like they're going other places. Pete has his own promotion going on. Chance is my trainer, and now he's retired from in-ring action.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I'm happy that I got to see that. before COVID happened, and that was like a big spark for me. And I was like, okay, that's really, like, there's a local scene happening.
Right.
This is something that's going on. I remember at that point, like where your table is, I'm like a younger version of JD, shorter hair, you know, more innocent. I'm like reaching at the ring, like, one day I'll be there. And it was like, I was starstruck, man. And,
you had a Wayne's World moment. Oh yes, she will be mine.
Yeah.
She will be mine. I'm sorry, dude, to cut you short here, but I got Franco saying.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
JD was the only Chick-fil-A worker that wouldn't say my pleasure.
It took months after leaving that. Stop saying it, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
He goes, and then I got Maria Garas says, I need that picture to blow it up. Brian says, I heard JD likes to eat beer. Okay, who doesn't?
Yeah.
And, I got one of your brothers here. The Wastelands are the answer. All right, here you go. But so you're going through, you finally saying you're going to get there. You go into, do you actually go into with Newbury School, or do you go, do you train somewhere else first before you come in?
I remember I was getting ready to go to Wrestling Revolution and see if I can start training with them, but COVID happened.
Right, right.
Everything shut down.
Yeah.
So I remember hearing about that. Or that happened. A lot of stuff happened. I wasn't in the best mental place. I started working as a laborer with my pops. And just that whole summer, I was saving up and I was telling myself, like, I'm going to move to either Houston or Corpus, somewhere up there, and get training. And over there, they mm-hmm. charge, like, they charge for, like, a whole year of training up
right.
front. So it was, like, it was going to be a lot of money. So I had to save up. And it felt like I was headbutting a brick wall for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got another job, and my brother basically, we were sitting, we were talking, and I was like, dude, like I don't know if this is possible. And then he looks at me, he's like, check this out. And he showed me Newbury. So I saw it, and for the longest time, I was just sitting on the message. I wanted to text him, but I didn't know if I had the money. I didn't know if, like, if I signed up, if I would be, like, if I could commit to it, or if I was going to back out of it. Like, if it is something that you get into, like, going into it, it's a commitment. Like, you're either going to be with it, or you're going to be with it for a couple months and then get out.
Right, right.
And I didn't want to be another story of someone who went in and got right out, so I wanted to make sure.
Right.
And my brother basically looked at me, he was like, no balls, and I was like, all right, I got to do it now.
Well, to be fair, I mean, your ass beat, that's a pretty good sign. Like, maybe I shouldn't be doing it.
No shit. Yeah, I hear you. Oh, shutting down that speaker. That's the speaker.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. You're good. You're good.
They go,
oh, shit, they're coming. Someone ring the doorbell.
Here they come.
I got people answering right here. I got Rouse Lake, Jake saying Killjoys are taking on RGV one realm at a time.
Yes.
I got Jose Martinez saying the Wasteland smell like Bronco 956 backyard.
That's
it. And then Eddie, I resent this remark, Eddie. He says the Wastelands are in Donna. Hey, dude.
Hey.
Watch it, bro. Watch it. He goes, I'm joking. I love Donna. You better, buddy. I know people.
Boy,
I know people.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He said what he said.
No, shut up, dude.
He said what he said.
I'll show you Wastelands. I'll take you to Chew's house.
You wouldn't get it. Yeah,
I would.
Nah.
I think Rattlesnake and Morningstar would love to conquer that area.
You know, it's been a while since I've seen a Rattlesnake.
This one's a big Rattlesnake. You don't want to fuck with it. But anyway, so you go, you do the training.
I remember the first day that I went there, I met Danny Chance.
Right.
He was the one who texted me on the Messenger app
mm-hmm.
and said, yeah, dude, come in. I texted him all formal, like, hi, my name is so-and-so. And, you know, I'd love to see if you can train. And he was like, yeah, for sure, bro. Come on. And I was like, okay, we can be cool. I show up. He basically gives me the rundown. I'm like, we're not going to charge you an arm and a leg. Just show up. This is our rate. And we'll teach you everything, man. And he told me he had experience. He had people with experience. Mm-hmm. And it would be, it wouldn't be just like some throwaway stuff. Like it's stuff that to this day I still like just how to fall back and protect your noggin, protect your neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That stuff. It
comes in handy. Yeah. Along the way. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't train that first day, but I remember that. The next day I went in to train and I remember seeing this dude in my mind. I had not been around, wrestling people. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't used to seeing people who were like in crazy shape. I walk in and I see this dude built like freaking He-Man just chilling on a chair. And I'm like, hi. He's like, hi. And I like go and sit down on the chair and I'm just like rocking back and forth. I'm like, I don't know if, like, what am I supposed to do now? And then he gets up and it'll forever stay in my head, dude. It was the first time that it like I ever got in the ring. He gets up, looks at me. He's like, you want to get in the ring? I was like, yeah. So we get in the ring, start doing drills. A couple of the dudes are there. I want to say Alberto Vega was there.
Oh, shoot. There you go.
He had already been training, I think, for a week mm-hmm. by the time that I got there. Mm-hmm. And another dude was there, a dude with a crazy mullet. And the dude who was training us, the guy who looked like He-Man, was Chris Austin.
Oh, okay. All right.
And I remember that first day. I hit the ropes. We did up and overs, just like drills, mm-hmm. you know, rolls mm-hmm. and all that mm-hmm. stuff. And it felt like one of the most natural things coming to me, like bouncing off the ropes, doing drills, locking up. Like just locking up with someone, I was getting hyped because I was like, I'm actually in the ring doing stuff. And then I went to training the next day. I had freaking noodle arms. My back was so sore. I could barely do any squats. And Chance was there, and he was like, all right, let's see what you could do. And I try and do it up and over, and I, like, face plant on the top turnbuckle. And I remember Austin, he was like, come on, man, make me look bad.
Dude, everything feels like jello, man. Hold on.
It was like that for a good while. I got in just going as much as I could. I got in pretty good shape. I used to skateboard a lot, so I'm used to taking bumps. I wasn't afraid to get into that side of things when it was time to get into that side of things.
Right.
And I won't get too much into the training aspect, but I want to say it took about a little over a year or around a year for me to actually get my debut.
Right. That's the next question I was going to ask. You know, when you get your debut, you finally get the green light. All right, let's go, JD. How are we doing this? What's your gimmick? What's the music? What are we going out as? And are we going face or are we going heel? What are we doing? So
in that first debut, at the time, anyone who was debuting, having their first match in front of people, they were going to do it with Danny Chance.
Right.
So at the time, I believe Sergeant Major was the Newbury champion. Ray Nine and Danny Chance were like his buddies. So they're out in the ring and they cut a huge promo. Sarge cuts a promo and then he hands it to Chance. And Chance is like, all right, you know what? I'm scheduled to fight somebody, you know. His name is Jonathan Douglas. He's stupid. He's an idiot. Just all of the above.
Right.
And I debuted as a babyface coming out. Mm-hmm. I had my yellow tights, black knee pads, black kick pads, denim jacket. I was a young rock and roller, man. I came out to 96 Quite Bitter Beans. Shout out Tony Hawk Underground.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I genuinely believe that debut match against Chance is probably, to this day, one of my best matches that I've ever had.
Oh, really? Wow.
Just the shock factor of a new guy coming in, a lot of people from my work, my family.
Oh, okay. Well, so you had a debut.
Had people show up, so it was cool. But, like, for that, it was maybe, I want to say, like, 15 people in a crowd of, like, I want to say around 100.
Mm-hmm.
But these are people who, like, they've seen me be a security before at most. Like, that's the most exposure that they've
had. Right.
I come out and put on this match with Chance, and there's, like, it really looks like I'm about to win towards the end. I didn't win, unfortunately, but afterwards, Chance put me over on a promo, and I remember I got like a little standing ovation afterwards, or not standing ovation, but you know, like everyone was like, yeah,
right.
And just being in the ring after a match like that, like thinking like, oh, I could have done this better, I could have done this better. You know, I suck. You know, at the end of the match, I'm very critical on myself and all that stuff. And hearing the crowd not booing me out of the building, but actually like I just did something that got everyone's adrenaline pumping.
Right.
I just did something that put on a really good show. At least I would love to believe that. And I'm looking at these people. I know like three people over here, and then everyone on this side is strangers.
Right.
And they're all chanting my name.
That's awesome.
That's fantastic.
And that's awesome.
Dude, I can't describe that feeling. It's like if you've been starving for a week and then you finally get some like beautiful freaking picadillo. That's the best way that I can describe it, dude.
Ah, yes.
It's just like, oh, this is awesome.
It's like that time my mom told me she loved me. Yeah.
And I believe her this time.
I believe her that time, yeah.
Yeah, I really believed it.
It was so beautiful.
And then I went back into the closet.
Then I got back in my home.
We still love you. No. Yeah, I can totally understand that, you know, how, you know, you're doing something you like to do, you know, and at first you're kind of shaky. You're like, all right, let's see where this goes. You invite. The good thing is you have the support. That show people showed up to come watch you, your match.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and pretty sure that lifted up eyebrows from everybody else in the back. Like, oh shoot!
Yeah.
You know, exactly. Wow. There's a following here,
yeah.
And for that to happen, I'm pretty sure even the other people that were probably regulars, mm-hmm. you know, they say, well, they're training for him. I go, shoot, well, who is he? They get more intrigued and they get more dedicated to it. Because mm-hmm. I mean, the first time I saw you wrestle was the actual wrestling match where you guys didn't have a ring at all. It was like a street fight.
Oh yeah.
And that one was wicked.
JC and Blackheart freaking killed me.
Yeah, yeah. that one, I saw that and I was like, Jesus Christ. And go I'm not sure someone took the shot with some light bulbs. Oh my God, that was horrible. I'm like, jeez. I'm like,
that was toxic.
Was it?
It was, yeah, Toxico and Ryan.
Oh, how does his name pop up all of a sudden?
we'll be talking to the Hano people like Toxico. So we're like,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you know him? Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yeah,
The guy, it's a very popular name, man.
Yeah.
It's a very popular name.
He's very popular.
Yeah. And I got people telling me, I got Franco telling me that I should invite Iggy
to
the podcast. And then got more people saying, fun fact, JD stands for Jumbo Dogs. okay.
Okay.
And then I got Iggy for president. I need to meet this Iggy. I gotta meet this guy. And you go, here we go, Toxico sucks. I go, oh, Frank, by the way, don't forget to make your phone call at 8 o'clock to Toxico. his regular phone call.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, it's the... To have that following at a young start,
yeah,
that's awesome, bro. That's awesome having that good support behind you, that strong support.
Getting off on the right foot.
Yeah, and exactly.
You know, especially something like this.
Exactly.
For the crowd. Yeah, I'm sure it felt like a huge boost to you.
It was crazy, like seeing all these people that I knew who knew me outside of wrestling.
Right.
And I like to believe I'm like a real like easygoing guy. I don't really get like riled up unless I'm, you know, I start partying. That's
right.
A whole different dude.
Right now I'm JD. Yeah. I'm Jonathan, but when I start, I'm JD.
Yeah. it was awesome because I remember managers at my job the next day. At the time I was working at Roadhouse, and I was like rolling up utensils, playing back the match, and like watching it, trying to like make sure, you know, like, oh, I could do this better. I could do this better. Just like analyzing the tape, and my manager came up and he was like, "Who's that lesbian in yellow?" And I was like, "That's me, man."
Hold the phone, wait, time out. That's me.
What the hell? Like, my manager
looked
at me, he was like, oh. Dude, you're scary.
I was about to ask you out.
Dude, I'm hot or I'm scary, dude.
Pick one. Jeez. Yeah. No, dude. So I want to get straight to the nitty-gritty about this belt. Mm-hmm. I know the story behind the belt. Supposedly it's supposed to be a retired belt. That's what I heard. And then Martin, a great kid when I interviewed him the first time. Great kid. Good head and shoulders, great episode. Ends up getting the belt. I don't know how, why, or what Danny was thinking. Give this kid the belt. So he's walking around claiming that he's a champ. And I had said it before. Someone needs to shut this kid up. You know, knock some sense into him. And here comes JD, and takes the belt away from him. I go, all right, cool. JD will finally put the belt aside. So, you know, I'm done. We're going to retire it. That's JD running around. Like, wait a minute.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hold on. What's going on here? Talk to me, man. Talk to me. What's going on with this belt, dude?
In my mind, in my freaking mind of minds, Martin puts this thing up for grabs in a steel cage match with some of the best the RGV has seen. You got me. You got Sean Jones. You got Mooncat Franco. You got Ray Knight. And we're all in there with Martin. And it's like, dude, you really, like, what message are you trying to get out, man? I'm not going to go in there and let you leave with the same title. This thing has prestige, man. Like, Wrestling Revolution days, Jerry Ramones, Chris Austin, Downtown Felix, people.
Right, right, right.
And nowadays, for New Breed, Mooncat Franco, John Jones, Toxico, before Martin decided, yeah, let me retire this. You don't have to retire, dude. What? Like, wait.
So, yeah. Right, right.
I grit my teeth and I said, whatever happens in that cage, I'm not going to lose.
Right.
I'm taking this belt back and I'm going to bring it back to where it should be, you know? Before the New Breed champion was the New Breed champion.
Right.
It was the South Texas championship. And this used to be the Big Shebang. And I'm going to... As long as I have this, every match that I have with it, I'm going to make sure that that match could be seen as not just a South Texas championship match, but like the A championship match. And I feel like that's good competition, especially knowing who the current New Breed champion is, Kike Caballero.
Yeah.
He's on a roll. It's so awesome seeing him do his thing, but I will always support the guys who I train with. I will always give love to them.
Right.
However, I'm going to make you work to keep that top match spot. And I love that is like a competition that we can have. Not like in a like, oh, screw you, I'm better.
Right.
I'm going to push you because I love seeing you push yourself to get to that.
Exactly.
Next level. And seeing you get there is like, okay, now I need to bump it up. And,
right.
And that's not just that. That's also goes for the Grand Warrior champion, Daniel Ismail. It goes for the tag team champions, the Killjoys. Shout out to Killjoys. The Wasteland is the answer.
Yeah, and, applause there for you, buddy. Go ahead. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's my goal with this championship. I hope that my run is one to remember, and that's why I take it everywhere I go.
Now I got Frank tossing this kid. There's one question I do. I'm gonna, because he's telling me right now, because you mentioned one name that he didn't want you to mention was Downtown Felix. Don't mention his name. And that's the next question I'm gonna ask you, because I know you. I think you have a little bit more insight on what happened that night. Because that, and we're gonna don't say anything because we gotta take a shout out to our sponsors right now. But I got a feeling you have some insight. So I was pretty disappointed when that happened. But I want to know the whole backstory on that. I'm not sure if you're the person to talk to. So, or I have to get the Killjoys back in here and talk to them and see what exactly happened. Again? So, yeah. Well, then you didn't get your ass kicked. Like, it was a Kakawatiri guy's ass kicked. That was the most hilarious thing I ever seen in my life. They took him onto the hallway and they beat the crap out of him. It was amazing. But anyways.
The one time I'm not here.
I know. The one time you're not here, and it was fairly pretty good. But let's go ahead and shout out to all our sponsors real quick. Big shout out to Notice Construction. Oh, look at that. It's beautiful how it covers your face. Yeah, this. What more do you want, dude? That's, you know, Nona, you did your job this week. Let me change it. There you go, right there. And Notice Construction. That was, dude, that was, like, excellent. Guys, if you guys looking to renovate your home, new construction, commercial base, anything you do to remodeling home, give these guys a call. These guys are great craftsmanship. They always keep an eye on your budget as far as, you know, money-wise. If the product that you're looking for is a little overpriced and you can't, they will find something similar to help you out to fit your budget, man. Great guys. Give them a call, man. You get a chance. Get that QR code. Let them know. Chew News Agent. Don't forget, Anona's Construction, building your dream one brick at a time. Also, another big shout out to Pandora's Box Tattoo Parlor in Edinburgh, Texas with Freddie Honda. Big shout out to Freddie Honda out there, man. I know I'm due for another tattoo. I haven't gone out. Unfortunately, I'm not going to get it probably till next month after the Anime Fest because I wanted to go out there. I'm taking the young one out there.
Right.
So hopefully everything that goes pretty good. But big shout out to Freddie, Affordable Tattoos. He works with you. You know, quality give this guy tattoo. Very high quality tattoo. I mean, look at that. That's a custom made tattoo right there. Did a great job. Give him a call, guys. Great guy, real down to earth. He also has church groups on Wednesday. I think it said Wednesdays or Tuesdays. Get a hold of him Wednesdays. Head out there, join that, and you know, be a part of that. You know, something spiritual in your life. This guy's a great guy. Give him a call. Hit that QR code. Let him know Chewing News sent you. Also, big shout out to Valley Trophies LLC. They're much more than a trophy shop when it comes to custom. Think Valley Trophies LLC. These guys do awards, fantasy football. It's going on right now. Looking for that nice trophy.
You need a fantasy football trophy,
which I like to call the Sheba. Yeah, Sheba. Get yourself, or I believe, if I'm mistaken, if I haven't heard correctly, maybe I'm misinterpreting, but I know they make wrestling belts. I think they make wrestling belts, and I know somebody over here was asking for a Stanley Cup thing. I don't know why. Complete dominance. Give them a call, guys. They are sponsoring our promotional poster out there. Give them a call. Click on that QR code and let them know Chewing News sent you. Oh, yeah. Also, big shout out to Extreme Nutrition LLC. Juices, protein shakes, froyos, smoothies, bowls, supplements. Guys, if you're looking to get into shape, you want to start that health, be a health nut again, give these guys a call. They're located here in Westco, downtown Westco, and by the expressway. Hit that QR code. These guys sponsor our poster out there in their area, man. And we'll be getting a lot of click of QR codes out there. Thank you so much. Give them a call and let them know Chewing News sent you. Also, for those of you who don't want to be a health nut,
and you just want, that you want
or think you want to be a health nut, but you have a lot of aches and pains in your body, hit up Texas Toke Smoke Shop, guys. These guys do vape. They have CBD and all smoking essentials. Great place. They're located here down in West Oak, Texas, Texas Boulevard. Click on the QR code. Let them know Chew News. They'll gladly help you out. And last but not least, guys, Gallery Cactus, our old stomping grounds, crafts, memorabilia, and also vintage. Guys, if you're looking for stuff like that, go check these guys out. On Saturdays and Fridays, they have live music from your local town here from the RGV. Check them out, man. It's a great place to go relax on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
It's a very mellow scene there.
Dude, man. I mean, yeah, it's a very mellow scene. Dude, I've been noticing last week I was hanging out with the BB Boy Bros after we watched wrestling. We're watching wrestling. I said the Wrestlepalooza.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we decided to go out and have a couple of drinks afterwards. And the nightlife in Westaco is growing.
It's getting big.
I mean, and
not just during the Fresco either.
Fresco every Thursday, Thursday.
Every third Thursday.
Yeah, and they got some great stuff. Come check it out. Don't be a stranger. Come hit up Westco on third Thursday of the month, or if you want looking for just a kickback, relax, come enjoy the nice little hidden gems they have out here, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a great place out here. So we're coming back. Hold on, going back to I still got a bunch of people here. Right. Okay, what? Right. I write sins, not tragedies. Looking. Ha ha. Okay, I don't understand that, Frank. But we're kind of back with JD
blocking these people. Man.
Find a better song.
But it's Frank the Tank, man.
So, oh, definitely blocked.
Yeah, yeah, he almost popped you in the face. And then,
and he still hasn't returned my phone call.
I know, right? Yeah. Frank, return Chu's phone calls, please. But we're going to put JD on the spot here. I'm going to put that camera right on him. JD, what is going on, bro? After this weird twist of events 2 weeks ago at a New Breed event, we had Bobby Felix, no longer Bobby Felix, now it's Downtown Felix, take a chair and smack the live out of hell out of Frank the Tank in the ring after a tag team match.
On purpose.
On purpose.
Oh, that's such a
what? Give me an insight before we go into the promotional stuff that's coming up on the other side of the pond. What happened?
I'll tell you my point of view of what happened.
Yeah.
The week prior, I had a triple threat match for my South Texas championship, and I lost that match. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses. I got laid out. Knocked the air out of myself doing a coast-to-coast. Striker knocked out Martin, but the freaking gigantic G.I. Joe D&D dude forgot to capitalize on that, and the nerd somehow managed to get one up on me, man. So...
Never underestimate the nerd. Right.
I like the D&D preference. It's awesome, bro.
I'm gonna shut that dice up his ass. But no,
go on.
I got pretty pissed off to God Striker, and you know, in that moment in time, I realized that I've been doing things with a smile on my face for quite a while, you know, okay. So to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was time for a change. Maybe it was time to switch things up. And the best people that I could think of to switch things up were with the Killjoys, who were in the main event in a tag team match. So I walk up to the ring. And Frank decides to drop the ball, lose focus on holding the ladder for Big Poppy at the time, and tries to come and hug me. I'd be pissed off too, dude.
I hear you. So,
I slingshot him from the ropes. He hits the ladder, almost concusses Big Poppy, and the Killjoys walk out victorious.
Right.
They get set up next week to do similar. Frank blows it. And from what I can see, Felix just had enough, man. And he beat the dog shit out of Los Party Perros. And it was a sight to see. Because not only did he decide to take it out on the Party Perros, he took it out on Dr. Plum. And he went and snatched Toxico by his hair. Brought him back out from the curtain. I made sure I was on the other side. That's crazy, but I'm not getting nowhere near that, man.
Right.
It was a sight to see. That was my perspective of what happened. From what I could tell, Frank just dropped the ball too many times, and Felix had enough. I don't know where that whole thing is going, but I do look forward to seeing the clash between Downtown Felix and Frank the Tank Maravilla.
Yeah, that's one for the books too. That's coming up. I got Mr. Cortez watching, Three Back Productions watching. What's going on, Three Back? Thanks for coming and watching with us, guys. I appreciate you guys, man. Like I'm pretty sure Mandito told you, we have next year it's going to be all wrestling. So be prepared to send us a couple of erections from your promotion, man. We'd love to have them on the show. I got Jake Rattlesnake saying here, but JD proved his loyalty to the Wastelands. Mm-hmm. And then he says, I thought you were coming out to celebrate with us, like when Kike won the New Breed Championship.
Even Kike didn't want you there, dog. You have to walk in and say, why is Frank here?
Wow. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It was an odd scene, because if you go back and watch the playbacks, what JD just explained about Frank holding the ladder for Bobby to go and get the belts. It was there. It was won already. They had it in the bag. But JD comes in, and he runs over to hug JD. Like, I guess he thought it was a celebration, and that's when that went down. Mm-hmm. That went down. And then after that, the following week, Felix just said, boom, it's over. Oh, guys, see, now you heard his poor Felix, dude. He go, Kike, say it isn't so. Great, man. You, Kike, you're going to make him flood the valley again, dude. Come on, guys.
Run.
Yep. And yes, I see that Three Back Productions coming to Brownsville. Conan coming to Brownsville October 18th, guys. These are promotions I can't wait to jump on, because I know you're working on a promotion right now, and we're going to step into that. I know Combat Cult has one coming up in a couple of days, if I'm mistaken.
October 12th.
October 12th. All right.
There is one coming up in a couple of days.
Okay. Talk a little bit about that. What's going on?
I'll talk about the one that I'm a part of.
All right.
Because I don't have all the information for
Go ahead.
But Combat Cult Wrestling, till the casket drops. Three.
There you go.
It's going to be me side by side with Brandon Morningstar and Jake Bishop taking on Eric Shadows.
Oh shit. Ooh. I got to go to this one, bro.
I don't know.
Yeah, man.
We almost had a free preview of that.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Four years ago, in the studio, in our old studio, I had both of them on the podcast, and they almost got it on. But we called it a neutral, and it was a great podcast. But go ahead, go on.
For an anniversary show, it's definitely going to be something to see. Combat Cult always delivers. I'm very happy that I get to be side by side with the Killjoys, and for whatever reason, Eric thinks that he could take all of us on by himself. I've seen him work before. I know dude is a hard hitter. I know dude is from a different
era,
different realm.
Yes.
And me personally, I look forward to stepping in the ring with him. But it's a little unfair. But he wanted it, so we're going to give it to him. And
Interesting. Maybe Eric will take it. I don't know, man. I feel like it's a Mortal Kombat thing. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what character to select now.
You're mine.
But yeah, so you have that match going on. What else do we know? Any other matches that are coming up on top of that?
That's all that I know as of this very second. I feel like matches that are going to happen. I feel we're going to have a Sean Jones South Texas Heavyweight Championship title defense, an absolute championship defense from Brick Savage. I don't know who his next opponent is going to be, so I really look forward to that. This last show, he fought Chris Austin, and that was a match for the books, man. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I'd love to see the Freak Demons go at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a... if there's a chance that Nikki Fuego will be in town, but she always gets the crowd going.
And she'll be on your left-hand side right there on the wall right there. Yep. There she is.
I'm going to take your title. I'll become too well JD, man. But yeah, that's going down October 12th at the historic Cena Rey.
Oh, so, wow. There you go.
Free the date. Get your tickets. Get ready to see some crazy stuff.
Yeah, especially in the Cena Rey, man. The weird stuff does go down up in there, man.
It's such a different, like, I've wrestled there once, I want to say. And it's, like, the people who I train with, my friends and the people who I wouldn't consider friends anymore, they all told me, like, once you hit Cena, you wrestle there under the lights, the crowd. It's a different vibe, not the atmosphere per se, but like you you enter into a different gear when you get there. And mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I had only heard stories about it until the day that I went and I wrestled Teflon John for Combat Cult. And that was one of the fastest paced matches that I've had. And getting to wrestle a name like Teflon John, I've seen him wrestle before for Fortuna. I went and studied the tape. He's been around. And to be in the ring with someone like that at Cena El Rey was something that it changed the way that I feel like I processed how I want to do things. Because, mm-hmm. I don't know, man, feeling that gear shift, it was something. And now it's like any time that I go out or I'm going to do something, I want to make sure that, like, I can get to that mental space. Mm-hmm. Or, like, get that feeling, you know, like that little tingle in the back of my spine.
There you go.
I did get stabbed in the eye after that match, though, so I don't, like, it's bittersweet. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pick and choose what you want.
Pick and choose your battle, JD. Like,
pick and choose your battle. The good part of it.
There you go.
Not so much the
there you go.
Yeah. That's crazy, man. I mean, that's awesome. I mean, I know Combat Cult did a lot of wrestling here in the Cortez, mm-hmm. for a while when it was down there with Suerte.
Right.
I know when I was bringing you up here, you're like, dude, I remember this place. Like, I've been up here before. I've been on this floor. I changed in that corner over there.
So you can usually go back too. I mean, yeah. it's available.
Yeah. No kidding, man. Talk about availability now for the downstairs. I don't know what's going on. Places of it. There's a bar available downstairs. If anybody wants to come and rent, come on by, get some information, open up a bar, and bring some wrestling back to Westlake, man. I mean, not to say anything about Senor Barbas down the street. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. It's just that the atmosphere, mm-hmm. at a whole old hotel, you know, in the patio, people beating the crap out of each other, kind of brings a nice ring to it.
There's nothing like the possibility of a grown man going flying through a window
to
really jazz things up.
That would be totally awesome.
it's just that the Cortez kind of needs energy.
I can hear Danny Chaz right now. I think I can do that. Jesus. Oh, my God.
Danny,
man.
What are you doing here?
Gotta jump right through that window from the fourth floor. But, yeah, man, it's awesome that being a part of all these promotions, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. I know the one right now we're talking about more is with Combat. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you feel the difference? I mean, I know New Breed, you have your New Breed wrestlers, mm-hmm. you know, you got your, to me, when I watch that, it reminds me of the old days of WWF, when it used to be WWF with the Hulk Hogan, the Junkyard Dog, the old school, you know, the old school, the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And I've been to a Combat Cult where it's just a little bit more darker.
Yes.
You know, a little bit more intense. More like a, should I even say, an ECW style.
I would say of anything, like, I would compare New Breed to being, New Breed is local wrestling with family friendly, like stapled on front.
Right.
Aside from all the crazy shit we do. But that's what that is. Combat Cult, you take the family friendly staple off and it's more of an underground feel. And I love that. I love both. I got my feet wet. I found out how to stand on my own two feet wrestling for New Breed. I became the man with the death wish there.
Oh, yes. I will go through that window. I will go through that window. And I got Rattlesnake Jake said, yeah, in fact, fun fact. I like picking my finger. Fun fact. I threw Cacahuate out the window at the Cortez. Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I don't know why they put a star on that one. That was one of my favorite comments. And then he goes, I got Jose Martinez saying, Combat Cult is for the freaks. They go, it's true. And Eddie, I'm sorry, buddy. You're having your Grammy a winning moment right now, or Oscar winning moment right now. Yes, cry your eyes out. But it's true, man. I mean, I've been to a Combat Cult wrestling event. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit more. My son loved it. Because I think the first match my son saw in Combat Cult, it was with if I'm not mistaken, it was with this Johnny Bay, and I think he was fighting. I want to say Blackheart. I want to say Blackheart because I think at the time this was a while back, and I think Johnny Bay was whooping on Blackheart on the corner, and my son was, you know, kick his ass. I'm like, my son was only like what, 11, 12 years old. It brings it out. And I'm all like, wow. He made me proud, son.
Orphan is children.
Here's a knife. Go poke him. Eddie wants me to ask you about the near-death experience.
Oh, with Borracho.
I've met Borracho once. I know he's a very good friend to the Beefy Boy Bros next door, but I've met him once and I've seen him wrestle, man, and he
Yeah. I will say this right now. Full disclosure, I'm not saying this as Jonathan Douglas, I'm saying this as JD. I absolutely loved getting the opportunity to wrestle with Borracho. I absolutely loved wrestling in that venue. Now I'm saying this as a wrestler. I worked as a heel for that show.
Mm-hmm.
And San Antonio loves to talk shit. And dear God, dude, it was the greatest experience I've ever had.
This close to meeting Jesus.
I got stabbed in the noggin, stabbed in the ribs. He like flipped me onto a trash can, and the whole
at one point,
go back and watch the match all the way through. The crowd literally starts to fuck yourself chant. It was so beautiful. Oh my God.
Are you crying? I'm crying because all this is for me.
You like me.
You really like me.
I got the name, the Mount the Death Wish, wrestling in a bare boards match with Danny Chance in New Breed. And I would wear a shirt as a skate brand, Death Wish.
Okay.
And, that I'll put on that shirt whenever I need it to, like, okay, we're going to do some crazy stuff. Your body's going to feel it.
No.
You're going out there with a death wish, dog. Just fucking go. And that would be my thing. So eventually I got the moniker. Along the way, I think what, 2 years ago? Last year, October, I suffered a neck injury.
Oh shoot.
And
those are scary.
Yeah.
Those are really scary.
It was I remember landing on the top of my head and I felt like everything right here just pop.
My God.
I was out for a little bit, and then immediately after we had to do like a dive out and all that, I was like, okay. Somehow managed to fucking do it. And then I was like, okay, I was not ready to catch anybody. Someone jumped out, landed straight on my head again, and then it popped this way.
Oh, and Jesus.
I remember I was
on Death Wish, man. Death Wish.
It was granted, man. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I remember I was on the floor, and I was gone. I was not in that match anymore. I was there, and I remember I tried to grab somebody, and I was like, Concussion. They just looked at me on the floor. They were like,
"You all right?"
I think freaking Martin came over and started stomping me.
What the hell, dude?
So I don't think anyone knew that I was out of it. Until
you were having basically a BG moment, staying alive,
dude. you can go back and watch that match. It was a hardcore horror ladder match for last year.
Damn, I
went nowhere near the fucking ladder. I was like, nah, not for me.
This is not.
I'm good.
At one point, Delta, Christopher Delta was in the match. He was dressed up like Waluigi, and he put me in like a chokehold and like dragged me away from the ring. And I think I got it out to him. I was like, concussion. He was like, what?
Concussion.
That was like the closest thing that I got to actually communicate with someone. I was like, hey, I'm fucked up. And then I get to the back. I fucking stumbled in.
Jesus.
I remember, I was like, yeah, no, I think I'm fucked up. And I remember someone was like, yeah, just rub some dirt on it. And I was like, yeah.
Just
right.
rub some dirt on it.
I'm just being a baby. I woke up the next day and I couldn't even, like, I could barely move, dude.
Hey, bring the duct tape.
Anybody got duct tape back here? Someone come look at this.
Did you look at this?
Wow.
I went and got checked out because not being able to move is fucking scary. Got an MRI. The docs checked me out. It was these two tendons right here.
Oh
they
my
said
god!
They suffered like a crazy sprain, and if they had torn, then. I don't know what it is, but it's not the one that connects the neck to the spine, but the one like right above it.
Right.
That one would have fucking just gone, dude. The doc told me I was really close to breaking it. And that I had to take, I had a steel cage match the following week. And I was at the doc. And I was like, hey, is there any chance I could make it for this weekend? And he looked at me, he was like, if you want to die. So
really?
I told Chance about it. I was like, hey, my neck's messed up. I'm going to take some time off. And he was like, okay, man. And I didn't communicate that it was as messed up as it was. So eventually I make a Facebook post because my family's like, you know, you really got to let everyone know, like, you're messed
up.
Like,
exactly.
So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I do a whole thing. He's like, hey, you know, I suffered a neck injury.
Severe.
Yeah, gonna take some time off, and then everyone texts me. They're like, "Holy shit, we did not think it was that bad." I was like, yeah,
me neither. Yeah. No, I'm good.
I was like, I was rubbing dirt.
Took the doctor's advice.
So,
Jesus,
they were kicking the hell out of me. Like,
after that, I came back, and you could see it, man. I slowed down a lot. I stopped doing as much crazy stuff, and the match with Barracho, I feel like, was me. Earning the right to have that moniker again. And we didn't go as crazy. We did have time constraints, but I got the chance to step in the ring with a guy who was competed in a deathmatch tournament. I got the chance to get a whole room full of just angry underground people yelling, go fuck yourself. And it was one of the best experiences that I've ever had, man. And I can't wait until the next time that I get to share a ring with him. I can't wait until the next time that I get to go to San Antonio and do some stuff like that. And I feel like I still have to earn the right to have that name because there are a lot of people who do a lot more crazier shit than me.
Right.
So right now I am Jonathan Douglas, and I'm going to go hard, man. That's my promise to myself. It's my promise to the people who keep track with me, and fuck you, Frank.
There you go. After Frank put something nice for you, bro.
fuck you, Frank.
Frank.
Fuck
you, Frank.
Fuck you, Frank.
Oh my god. Hey, Marty put it on there. They set the place on fire. Literally, the place was on fire.
Yeah.
really? And then a Frank, they're gonna say, you say that, Frank, and Frank goes, JD takes the gimmick, the man. With a death wish, literally, I'm like, wow, yeah. That's the nicest thing you said. And you say that, I'm like, wow, JD, come on, get a gunshot.
Did JD know he was doing that?
Oh, this, no. Yeah, you want now he knows what JD stands for, it means Judas Douglas.
Judas.
Wow,
wow,
wow, that's. That, yeah.
Are you on a soap opera, dude?
Wow, dude. Who's writing your material, bro? Because that was gold.
That was gold.
That was some gold. But no, I want to say, JD, first of all, we're coming up, we're already about an hour, been into the podcast, man. First of all, I want to say thank you, man, for coming out and having some fun with us, man, telling some wild stories, actually, and finally evening out what exactly happened.
That was my point, man. That was all I saw. If you
no, all I know is
we're taking it as literal facts.
Yeah. All I know is that we are going to get to the – this is the story we are going to get to the bottom of because – we've had them on the podcast twice, and then for somebody to actually snap, should we call our podcast counseling now for the rest of the show? Jesus.
Tag
team counseling. Today we have the Killjoys and the Party podcast. As you can see, they're working throughout their problems.
We're all going to jump
back. Oh, my God. But I want to say thank you, man. Appreciate y'all for coming out here with Chu and I, having some fun, telling some stories, man. And you have a lot of people that are commenting on here that they're just fans, friends, family that watch you in action. Facebook, we can follow up. Give us all your social medias, brother. Where can we reach out to you?
On Facebook, you'll find me under Jonathan Douglas. On Instagram, you could also find me under Kopy D, Koppy underscore DEE. There's a story behind that, but we'll get into that next time. and yeah, man, I'm there. You can check out New Breed under Official New Breed Wrestling. Check out Combat Cult Wrestling. Great places, local. Check out other promotions in the area too. Junior's Promotions. Hold on, I'm brain farting. Buda Lucho Pro. Three Bat. It's not as close, but like they go hard, man. Go check out any local wrestling that's going on, man. Support the locals. Support the people who come down because the Valley is the Valley. We're our own little area away from everybody. So people who take the time to come down here, it's all love. And to everyone local, y'all go crazy.
There you go. Guys, if you want to follow everything like he just said, if you want to look for it quicker, I got a QR code there. You can click on that little bad boy, take him straight to his Facebook page, follow. It's everything that's going on in JD's life, man, as far as wrestling wise, jump on. Don't do that to yourself. See, man, Jesus. Now you're gonna get Frank jealous. JD, all I can say is thank you so much for coming out, having some fun with us, man. All I can tell you is that continuing your wrestling career, hold on to that goal as much as you can. Maybe get even more gold around your waist. Everybody who's anybody in the wrestling business loves gold. All over them, no matter what.
Keep your spine in one piece for one.
Yes, man. Please. Please.
Yeah. I'm going to attempt to.
Do your best with that.
And I got him on here, Iggy Trip on here saying, we love you, JD.
I love that, man.
Iggy, we're going to have to get you on the show, man. We're going to find out what's the story. Everybody talks about you, too.
The show, man.
That's my old tag team partner.
There you go. And then I got one more for Frank the Tank. JD got so drunk, he once threw his hamster and yelled, I choose you, Pikachu. Oh, my God, dude. Holy shit. You can't stop laughing at that shit. Oh, my God. That one will close out the night. That's going on the show for the real.
You gotta see that.
Let's make that
a thing. There is no video footage.
There is a still
frame, though.
I'm just like, I choose you. Fucking poor Green Bay. Oh, my God. JD, thank you so much. All the wrestling promotions here in the RG, thank you for bringing so much entertainment to the Valley, man. Without you guys, I mean, it would just be a regular Sunday, a regular go out, drink, regular Saturday. You know, having this as an option to go have a good time and see some live action and some entertainment, that's what it's all about, man. Thank you so much. Thank you to 3 Bat Productions. Thank you to Combat Cult. Thank you to New Breed and all the other promotions that are out there that want to come on the pod. Let us know. We gladly have you on. Like we said, Chu, next year we are going to do the wrestling thing.
We're
going
to do deep dives into the wrestling.
Really, exactly. Yep. We're going to get to the nitty gritty. Yep. Who knows? Who knows? We might have somebody big come in. You know, it can happen. Somebody from San Antonio, someone from Dallas, someone from out of the state of Texas, someone that's in the big leagues. It can go sideways.
Or you know, anyone who answers our phone calls.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, mama. But JD, once again, thank you so much for coming out and having fun with us, bro. I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. Anytime you want. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the podcast for the night. I hope you like the new setup. I kind of like it. It's a nice setup. We finally have the guests on the couch over there to get some exclusive view of what the whole podcast looks like.
Hopefully the guests will be more comfortable in their own spot, you know, because I know we were bunched up here.
I mean, consider the fact, I mean, it was right across from each other, like, okay, but we weren't really utilizing the whole studio.
We got this awesome studio, so we may as well use it.
And we got beautiful artwork from all the people that have come onto the podcast, all the autographs on the wall. Yeah. We got Nikki's stuff, our picture up there. We got some of the wrestling promotions we've gone on. I got Kiki Caballero's Purple Rose hanging there also on the far left-hand corner. I got a bunch of great stuff that I like. I got Johnny Bay's right above Chew up here, autograph and sign over here. Yeah, he's up there too. You know, keep them coming. We love little memorabilia from you guys when you come in and get an interview with us. We love putting it on the wall knowing that you guys have been here. And plus, you get to sign the actual canvas with your own signature. So you'll be part of history also here from the Chewy Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for having some fun with us this week. Next week, we have tax season around the corner.
Yes.
Tax season around the corner. Yes. And we got two ladies, or actually our neighbors, that'll be coming in to give you a little bit of info on what you need to do to get your taxes up and running. They not only do taxes, do a lot of other stuff. So tune in next week on Thursday night, 7:30 p.m. We have these young ladies coming in from next door neighbors to give us all the info you need to know to do your taxes and a lot of other stuff.
One of us is going to get audited live and go to jail.
Tune in, guys. Tune in for that. Who wants to see Chew going cuffs? Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. We will see you next week, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday night. Chew, any last words?
I couldn't help but wonder the entire time if JD's mom isn't available to follow around certain wrestlers and edit them live.
That would be something interesting.
You know, like Pete Payne. Come on. You can't tell me Pete Payne doesn't need someone to follow him around and just edit him. Like,
Pete,
yeah, fuck you.
Pete, I hope you're watching. I think he needs another beatdown like you did last time, buddy.
What did I say?
Don't worry. You'll find out. Right. Anyways, sign us out, dude.
I've been Chew.
And we'll see you next week. Ladies, gators, peace out, man.
All right, buddy.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.